Hi everyone, it's Roger and Jeremy here from What's On at Disney Plus. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Star Wars, the Ewoks Adventure, Caravan of Courage. Now this one recently was added to Disney Plus as part of the Star Wars Vintage Collection. And it's a movie that I definitely feel like I had nostalgia goggles on until I actually saw it. And then I realized my goggles were very badly steamed up. And so this one, again, was picked by Patreon users and also by our YouTube channel members. So if you become a member, you get to support us. You also get early access to these episodes and you get to vote on which ones we watch in the future. But Jeremy, we watched this one. What did you think of this one?
I never want to hear anyone who's seen this complain about the prequels or the sequels ever again.
This is bad.
This is bad. Like, you want to take every, you know, Luke was a bit whiny in A New Hope. You take that and make it to split it into two kids with a bunch of Ewoks around, which, I mean, the Ewoks are better than Jar Jar, but that's not a big step up. It's bad. It's just so bad.
It's hard to watch because I was watching it and I'm going, this is real, isn't it? I'm like, I don't remember this as a kid. Okay, but I think it must have been like one and done. I mean, I have a load of Ewok action figures from being a kid, and I loved the Ewoks in Return of the Jedi, and I'm watching this going, I don't remember this at all. And it might have been the other Ewoks movie that I've seen, and this, I hadn't seen this one. I don't know. This movie came out. I'm just going to have a look here now. So this one came out in 1984. So, I mean, we're talking, nearly a year after Return of the Jedi. And so I was only like four. So I only literally got into Star Wars at the time. And I love the fact that obviously Warwick Davis and they kind of carried on with the aspect of it. But it's such a weird movie. The story doesn't make any sense at all. It's like, doesn't seem to be any plot at all. It's just like, get back to your parents. That's basically it.
Yeah, and I was confused with Tinkerbell seemed to show up there. And then they used Tinkerbell to chase away the big monster, which was... I didn't even know what that was. Like, I get that I'm not the target audience, because this was aimed at younger fans coming off of Return of the Jedi. But, and I was talking to my brother about it. He's like, you're significantly older than these 6 to 8 year olds that they're trying to target. And I'm like, 6-year-old me would have hated this. This was just not good.
Well, the thing is, I was the age when this came out, so I was the this is a thing of, I had Ewok soft figure, we had it all, and I'm kind of watching it going, I don't remember any of this, but also some aspects to it were like really good, in terms of, okay, cool, it's wicked, and they all look identical to what they do in Return of the Jedi. They've literally just okay. And then there's other scenes, and they're going, this just looks like a man in a costume, like it's Sesame Street. It just, and especially, I think when Tinkerbell got involved, I'm just going, what? I mean, it's important to know, this is no longer canon. This is why it's in the Vintage Collection. It's apparently a prequel. It's not an actual sequel to Return of the Jedi. Not that you'd know. You get a few little Star Wars songs in here every now and again, can remind you though. But there's no like opening Star Wars bit. And it's like, it's kind of weird thing of, George Lucas has always stated that Star Wars was made for kids. And when we had The Phantom Menace, he wanted them, he was very much going, I'm not making this for adults, I'm making it for a new generation of kids. And then you watch this and you're going, and everyone moaning about, like you say, Rise of Skywalker and The Last Jedi and the prequel movies, and you watch all this stuff and you think, there's a reason why Disney, or not Disney, but Lucas hid all this stuff away, because it was awful. And so it tarnished all of the, so we never got to see all this. So everyone puts these things on pedestals as like lost stuff, these lost treasures that are great. It's like, they're not great. They were terrible. There was a reason why they didn't do anything with them.
I've got nothing good to say.
It really was. I literally, at one point, I even paused the movie to check how long was left. Because, only 97 minutes, but it felt like an eternity. It was bordering on, torture or something. I'm thinking, this feels like one of the worst movies I've ever had to see for ages.
I feel like they could argue it should be banned because in this country, because we one of our the amendments in the Bill of Rights is against cruel and unusual punishment. yeah, that's kind of what watching this was.
Oh, it's so weird because, you know, it's like they said, like there's like it is part of the Star Wars universe, but you could clearly see they didn't like want to touch on Star Wars to connect it, but yeah, associate it through Star Wars through the Ewoks, but we don't mention that it's Star Wars. Whether or not they made that decision afterwards when they were editing it and realized that, I don't know. I mean, even like the opening scene when they all jump, you know, they jump off the cliff as of a hang glider and they go, wow, that is not an Ewok. That's a man in a costume. No. It's suddenly the percent is it suddenly got very big. And I don't know. It was just, and like you said, the whole thing with Tinkerbell, that didn't make any sense. And then that big man in a costume running around that just reminded me of the Muppets.
Yeah. I'd rather watch the Muppets.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It was called a Gorax. I mean, all these just weird. It's hard to sort of say. I'm just going, wow, this is people that moan about The Last Jedi. Watch this, and then this is what we grew. Why we've got, maybe it's, I don't know. I mean, I always look at like Star Wars along the lines of, I've seen some, you know, we've had some pretty bad things along through the years. So anything that's like slightly good, great, you know, amazing yeah. stuff, you know. But this is the difference of how we are now of, you know, even things like Star Wars or Clone Wars or The Bad Batch, it's still treated with the idea that it's still got to fit the what's going on. It is aimed at children, but it still has to make sense to adults. You know, and this was an era where it was like, no, we're making a kids movie. And this was, mm-hmm. you know, this is basically Care Bears the movie in space. Yeah. And, you know, there was no yeah. such thing as lore. There was no feedback in terms of fans. You know, no one, you know, maybe letters and stuff coming through to him. But generally, they were much more cut off from, like, people's response. Because, I mean, if this came out now, I mean, I think they would pretty much say Star Wars was dead.
Yeah, I mean, people were trying to say Star Wars was dead after The Rise of Skywalker. And it was a billion times better than this. This is so, you can't even say that it's so bad it's good, you know, because I knew going in it was bad and I was hoping to laugh at how bad it was. Yeah, no.
No, it's, and no. The kids aren't likable.
No, God, no.
No, and it's like, yeah, it was a very, very tricky watch. And it's, like I said, I kind of
I'll never call Luke Winey again.
No, yeah, it was very much along those lines of going, oh, you know, going back and going, I want to watch this movie. Now, it is that kind of thing. I am really questioning now whether or not I did see, whether or not it was the Battle of Endor was the movie that I'd seen instead. Because, I mean, this one, I don't know. It's just like, I'm thinking, we'd only watched it once or twice. And I've just, in my memory, of just like, just only include the scenes from Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. I know I saw Battle of Endor once. Because that one had Wilford Brimley in it, and I wasn't sure which one when I came in to watch this, which one I had seen. When Wilford Brimley didn't show up, I was like, well, I hadn't seen this one, and I'm glad I hadn't seen it before.
Well, I have to save that one for May 4th one year. But we'd love to know your thoughts on it. So what, if you were to give this a score out of 5, what would you give this one?
A quarter of a star? It was bad. Negative, if I could.
I'm gonna give it a 1. I'm gonna give probably my lowest score I've ever given. So I'm gonna give it a 1. I mean, it's that kind of borderline of it. I don't think it was even watchable. It just got to that point. I just wanted it over with. No. And like you say, when Tinkerbell came in and all that kind of stuff, I'm going, what is going on? Like, this doesn't make any sense. But yeah, I was just glad when the credits rolled. That was
yeah. Oh yeah. And yes. That was in the days before post-credit scenes, which, I mean, Star Wars doesn't really have those anyway, but it's before that, so I wasn't even waiting.
But we'd love to know what you think of I'm not even going to say Star Wars Caravan of Courage, it's just Caravan of Courage, and you will need some courage to watch for it if you're sat in a caravan, and that's the only place you need to watch it. But on that there, as I said, go check us out over at whatson@disneyplus.com. Let us know what you think of this movie in the comments below. Go check us out over as well on Patreon or on YouTube channel members, where you get early access to these and you get to vote on them. And you can also find us on our own Movie Club Review RSS feed for all the different audio platforms. And on that note, guys, thank you very much. See you guys soon. Laters.